Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, we want to keep you updated on some news breaking out of Libya just within the past 10 or 15 minutes. We got Libya's government, actually their foreign minister, calling an immediate ceasefire and an end to all military operations there in the government's ongoing battle with rebel forces. The foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, held a news conference in Tripoli. He claimed Libya takes great interest in protecting its civilians and said all foreigners in the country would be protected as well, although he did say that the United Nations Security Council that authorized a no-fly zone and the use of all necessary measures to protect Libyan people. The foreign minister said that is an attack on a violation of Libya's sovereignty. We want to go to Marie Colvin now, foreign affairs correspondent at the Sunday Times of London. Marie, explain to us, the announcement from the foreign minister doesn't necessarily mean that we have confirmed on the ground that the government's military operations have stopped.
No, on the contrary, he's declared an immediate ceasefire. Very wise move on Libya's part. But I've heard that there is still shelling in Misrata, which is the kind of third largest city in Libya. That's halfway between Benghazi and Tripoli, and there are still some shelling, not air bombing, in Benghazi. It has certainly quieted. I just came back from Libya.
One moment, Marie, because we actually have an opposition Libyan rebel leader, Sadoun el-Misrati, with us in Misrata. Sadoun, you just heard Marie saying that she's heard there's still shelling going on in Misrata. Is there?
That is true. That's categorically true.
So the Libyan government's still firing on the people there?
Five minutes ago, we're still hearing the sounds of tanks and heavy artillery in the city, plus the pro-Gaddafi militias have implanted their snipers on the roof of tall buildings across the city of Misrata on an attempt to hit all civilians and people, pacifiers, in their range. In a move to terrorize the city.
All right, kind of a tough line there with Sadoun el-Misrati speaking to us from Misrata. Sadoun is an opposition Libyan rebel leader. Marie Colvin, a foreign affairs correspondent at the Sunday Times of London. Sadoun has expressed some skepticism about this announcement of a ceasefire, and it sounds to me as though you believe he has cause to be skeptical.
Yes, I am hearing that there is fighting, shelling coming from Libyan government forces, both in Misrata and in Benghazi. Mind you, that said, it is a very new, it's just been passed less than 24 hours ago, and the announcement was just made within the last few hours in Libya that they would put in place a ceasefire. So I think we need to give it a little bit more time. I would expect, and I think it's very canny on Libya's part, they will not like the idea of a ceasefire, but they're doing it to avoid further international action.
Sadoun Misrati, there in Misrata, do you believe the government is going to call a ceasefire?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. Looking back on Gaddafi's track record and what he has done so far in terms of the Libyan people and the international community to protect the life of civilians, which he hasn't done so. He has done quite the contrary to that, targeting civilians, women and children, in their homes. And today is a clear example in Misrata. The bombardment and the artillery fire was all targeted at residential units, compounds, schools, mosques, and ambulances.
What you have here is Sadoun al-Misrati, who's an opposition leader in the city of Misrata, one of the places where we understand that the bombardment is still going on, despite an announcement from the foreign minister of Libya that a ceasefire would be the response to the United Nations Security Council resolution calling for any necessary measures, including military measures, to be taken against Muammar Gaddafi. We're also on the line with Marie Colvin, who's a foreign affairs correspondent at the Sunday Times of London. Now, Marie, you're also getting reports that there's fighting continuing in Benghazi, and you've suggested that we let this take a little bit more time. It's just been announced. At the very least, this is a test. Gaddafi may be trying to consolidate his gains on the ground against the opposition. If everything stopped here, where would we stand in terms of the opposition's holding of territory, Marie?
Well, first of all, the killing of the opposition stops. You have the first problem, of course, is it's quite tricky. The resolution was passed to protect civilians. The opposition, of course, is trying to overthrow Gaddafi, and they are armed. Gaddafi calling a ceasefire gets around that problem. It also kind of lets him off the hook because he can survive easily without Benghazi and without Misrata. He can survive right now. He's pretty much, well, he's very much encircled Misrata, that port, quite a crucial commercial port, but he's still got Tripoli, and he's encircled Benghazi. He doesn't need them. He's got billions in cash in Libya, and he's also got the port of Tripoli, and he's got offshore oil rigs to continue pumping the oil. So it's very wise on his part. He's looking at avoiding, he's wanting to avoid further international action that could remove the regime. And he's taken a very, very smart move. Let's see what happens next. It will be tough to take military action against him now that he's declared a unilateral ceasefire.
All right. Well, let's go back to Sadoun al-Misrati, who's in Misrata, an opposition rebel leader there. Sadoun, in light of, if you believe that Gaddafi's government has only made this announcement of a ceasefire in order to appease the governments of U.S. and France and Britain and the other U.N. nations, what would your message now be for the international community?
My message would be, to buy what Gaddafi is trying to sell. He's only trying to buy time before any meaningful action of the international coalition takes place against forces. Our wish and our desire would be directly to surgical strikes at attack on specific targets of his militias, of his bases, of where he operates from. And by that, this is the only way that you could actually meaningfully
right. prevent. That is Sadoun al-Misrati. He's an opposition rebel leader there in Misrata. He says that shelling still going on there, some of it targeting schools and ambulances from the Libyan government. We also spoke with Marie Colvin, foreign affairs correspondent at the Sunday Times of London. We're talking about an announcement just very recently, in the past 20 minutes or so, from Libya's foreign minister, saying that Libya is calling, the Libya's government at least, is calling an immediate ceasefire and end to all military operations against civilians.